Brian the Cashman over there. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Good. It's Lincoln's birthday today.
It is.
It is Lincoln's birthday today, and a WGN listener who called in to talk about a Lincoln autograph she had.
Yes, that's right. She came on in, and we were able to put together a deal, and it's in progress. It's in progress.
It's got to be authenticated, right?
Yes, it does. This, and for this particular case, because of the high dollar amount that we'll be paying for it, it has to be authenticated.
And but you have a good feeling about it.
Oh, I do. I do. I think we're going to be just fine. Otherwise, right. If I didn't, I wouldn't have taken it in.
That's true. Okay, so let's say, and I know you're not, you don't want to disclose exactly how much this is worth because it's still ongoing, but let's say I got a Lincoln signature on a clean piece of paper. It's not part of a letter or anything. It's just one clean blank paper, solid pen stroke, Abraham Lincoln.
That would be almost like a dream come true piece, you know, to see a true clean sheet of paper with this a nice clean autograph from Abraham Lincoln.
That's what you want the most? Oh, just a clean sheet of paper? Just,
well, you know, something that ties in with a particular, you know, document or something that, you know, dates it to something specific is always kind of nice to have that, you know, given that time period. But Abraham authenticated signatures, depending on their quality, can range anywhere between, you know, $5,000 to like $15,000. So they can, you know, they can do very well. Being, of course, that nice, clean signature, single sign type of an item, you know, that would be the most ideal. You know, that would generate the highest value.
Right. Interesting. 312-981-7200. Is a silver Sharpie autograph better than a black one? Asked the 630.
Well, so when it comes to the black Sharpie, you know, they're prone to fading. They're prone to, you know, just simply not holding up to the test of time. Now, if you have a silver metallic pen, you know, that puts down a nice layer of, you know, metallic ink, that's going to stay. You know, that's going to hold well. We actually had a beautiful Wilt Chamberlain signed basketball in a silver Sharpie, and that absolutely gorgeous, and that signature is going to stay like that, you know, indefinitely.
312-981-7200. 708 says, we have three black and white autograph photos from Rocky Marciano to my brother, whose name is Rocky Marciano. They say Rocky to Rocky from the champ Rocky.
Nice. So Rocky Marciano, of course, major sports, you know, boxing figure. So items like this are definitely worth money. Now, it's interesting. It's Rocky to Rocky, Rocky mm-hmm. to Rocky from Rocky. But generally speaking, inscribed items carry a lower value than a nut.
Because a guy named Rocky is not going to be the one buying it, most likely.
That's correct. Exactly. So definitely a good item. Definitely an item to bring on in. We're happy to buy it.
312-981-7200. Stop calling and hanging up on Iridian right when she's answering people. She's going to get to you. Don't you worry. Phone line's lighting up. All right, 847. We have a few 7-Up commemorative glass bottles from Joliet Catholic State Championship and one from the 1979 Indianapolis 500. They have been opened. Are they worth anything, or should we just recycle these things?
You know, there's minimal value.
Like a dollar so this, or something?
Yeah, maybe $5. Not an item that we would generally seek out. You know, okay, yes, you had the 79 Indianapolis 500 bottle, and then, of course, it was signed by the winner. Yes, that was definitely an item of interest. But in this particular case, these are neat items that we would personally pass on.
708, I was told that these pins, although we don't have a photo, I don't think, anymore of the pins, are from World War I. They're in a button jar my grandmother had. I know they're over 100 years old, as well as all my grandmother's buttons. Pins and stuff from the wars?
Oh, absolutely. We're always interested in the war memorabilia like this. And yeah, it's also interesting to note that they noted that, you know, the 100 years old. And a fact, you know, is that it's not age that determines the value. It's going to be the demand for the piece that's going to determine the value.
Just because something's older doesn't make it better.
That's correct.
I was watching Antiques Roadshow. You like that show or no?
I think I've seen one episode.
How?
It's I live it every day.
That's a fair point.
Every day, John, every day, I live the Antique Roadshow.
There's a channel that's all Antiques Roadshow all the time. Don't give me that, oh my God, that you didn't look at. I love it. And it's on my streaming TV, and I was sick this past weekend, so I was watching the Olympics and Antiques Roadshow because it just settled my soul. And it was interesting because they showed an old episode from like 2004, and they had the person tell them how much something's worth. And then they updated. Someone must have gone through and actually looked and asked and updated the price for 2023. And at first I thought, oh, they're just adjusting for inflation. No, no, they were adjusting based on what has changed.
That's correct.
And I cannot believe how much the prices fluctuate down and up based on whatever the heck it is, right?
Demand, demand. It's just sheer demand. You know, it's funny because now that you have mentioned that, I do remember seeing an episode of the Antique Roadshow where they do show, okay, and now today's value is, and of course they would show it if it went down and or went up.
Yeah, it was fascinating. This one woman had letters from Frank Lloyd Wright back and forth while she was designing a house. She was the contractor, the wife was, and he would send sketches and designs, and she'd be like, well, no, I don't like this. I'd rather have it this way. And it was worth like $250,000 in 2004, but down to $100,000 5 years ago. But who knows? Maybe the demand has gone back up for Frank Lloyd Wright stuff.
Correct. I mean, that's exactly it. It is the demand on those items.
All right, let's go to Ryan, something that always has some pretty high demand. What do you have, Ryan?
My grandpa has signatures from Hank Aaron, Nellie Fox, and Babe Ruth on a ball.
On one ball?
Yeah.
Is that something that he must have gotten, tracked the players down to get these signatures?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, those are, that's a huge, huge baseball. I mean, that's a
could have been like an all-star game appearance or something that they went to.
Maybe. You know, I think Babe Ruth died in 47.
Okay. So maybe 33, though, they were in. Oh, well, when's Nellie Fox then? He's much later.
Right. Yeah. So it could have been Aaron's something that later. Was, you know, autographed by Babe Ruth and then, you know, Nellie Fox was got, then maybe Hank Aaron later.
Well, man, Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth on the same baseball. Worth more or worth less than each of those
single signed Babe Ruth ball would be the most ideal.
Wow. So even Hank like Aaron clean, beating his record doesn't make that ball worth more. It makes it worth less.
Not necessarily less, but the demand for a single signed clean signature Babe Ruth baseball is the pinnacle. That's the high.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is, you know, comes from there.
Those three ball players, let's say it's true, it's authenticated,
yep.
It's clear and crisp on that baseball. How much is that going for?
10 to 15,000, possibly more. It really, it's one of those that you have to see the quality of the signature, because I've seen some Babe Ruth signature single sign balls and they're not the greatest. So, you know, they're 10,000.
Let's say this is the greatest.
Okay. If this was the greatest $1 million.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
All right, Ryan, you got $1 million in your back pocket. Hopefully you put it in a glass case. More with Brian the Cash Man. 312-981-7200, our number, 630-969-9600. 872 says, so you're telling me an Abraham autograph, Abraham Lincoln autograph and a silver Sharpie is pretty good?
That's a good one.
Man, imagine Abraham gets the little kid hands him this silver. And he's
silver
like, what is this? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay.
That's good.
Cashman, Pokemon cards?
Yes, bring them on, Pop.
Wait,
be happy
really?
To take a look. Sure.
You like the Pokemons?
Yeah. Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, bring me your Power 9 set. I'd love to buy it from you.
What about some Pogs?
No Pogs. We're gonna pass on the Pog. You know what? John's buying Pogs, everybody. Please come see John for selling your Pogs.
What about Village 56, Dickens Village? Department 56.
You know what? There is some value.
If you see them,
it's a labor-intensive piece for us to
take and
sell and put together.
I'll buy some from you if you have.
Yeah, but
I love them. I got to expand my village next year.
All right. Well, hey, Department 56, Dickens Village, bring them on in. John's going to buy them.
I will.
You will. No, we'll take care of it. I'll get you all you want.
Okay, sounds good. John, I have a Shirley Temple doll that my 91-year-old mother had, and a Charlie Mahoney doll that belonged to her brother. They're both in great shape. Any value?
Absolutely. Items like that definitely have value. Here's the thing. They didn't make one Shirley Temple doll, and that was it. There's literally hundreds of different versions, different varieties. So you have a Shirley Temple doll that can be worth $5, and you have ones that can be worth $1,000, just depending on what it is. Same thing with a Charlie Mahoney doll. They had inexpensive ones all the way up through, you know, professional models that were $1,000. So without any additional information, it'll be a little difficult to you know, give you more accurate, you know, value assessment. I would say bring them on by. I'd be happy to take a look.
630 texted in again. I don't think they heard your answer. Is a silver Sharpie autograph better than black?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. 312-981-7200. Well, gold and silver seemed to settle down a little this week.
It did.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes, but you know, obviously, with the announcement of the jobs forecast, you know, the advent of adjustments in the interest rates, you know, there, and of course, a lot of the algorithms have their stop loss, you know, sell off. We did see, you know, a little bit of a dip today,
But it's near 5,000. I mean, it's pretty incredible for the price of gold.
Oh, absolutely,
to be where it is.
It is, and it's already in the aftermarket. I'm looking at it right now. It is already starting to recover, so yeah. That's great.
Silver obviously went way high, then dipped quite a bit, but seems to have at least settled down into a comfortable zone that isn't freaking people out anymore.
Correct, yeah. People are getting a lot more comfortable and coming in and just buying it, you know. And then, of course, a lot of people who have already had it, you know, at a much lower price are coming in and they're selling it. So, you know, it's doing well. They're in good spots.
Yeah.
Good spots.
Still an opportunity to buy or sell, whatever you want.
Absolutely. I mean, we're always buying and selling on the gold, the silver, platinum, palladium, all the different metals.
And you're selling jewelry, too.
We are.
What a Valentine's Day one-of-a-kind that could be.
Absolutely. It's so funny you mentioned it. We have this absolute beautiful 10-carat diamond pendant that we just produced and made for our customer. Absolutely gorgeous. That's the other thing a lot of people don't realize, is that we produce jewelry. We make jewelry. We can custom, you know, work pieces for you.
And you got a real jeweler on site.
Yes, we do.
Used to have a shop downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. They did a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, I believe, if I'm correct, for like Marshall Fields and Neiman Marcus and a lot of the other high-end shops that now work with us at AmeriCash. We also have our watchmaker who just, you know, a miracle worker.
Fixes watches.
Absolutely. Stuff that I've seen where even manufacturers have told the customer, oh, we no longer can service this watch for you. They would bring it into him and he would get it fixed.
That's amazing.
Oh, it is. It really is. But here's the thing. Imagine looking down at a workbench, and mind you, these pieces are tiny, very tiny, microscopic pieces. There's 100 of them laying on this bench. He knows where every single thing goes.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is.
It's fun to see.
It's amazing.
Take a video of him doing it.
We do have some pictures.
Yeah. No, video. Let's get some social media. Put that on TikTok, Brian.
All right. We'll do it.
Get AmeriCash. Do you got a TikTok page?
I think we do. I have to go.
But you need to know
talk,
if you do.
I got to go talk to our social media people.
So. Okay. I was going to say, hire Iridian. She's great at TikTok. She'll do it all for you.
All
okay.
Right.
Calls coming in now. Text coming in as well. Hi, does Brian do media such as vinyl or CDs?
I would pass on CDs. There is some select vinyls, you know, I would definitely take a look at, and we have handled in the past. So I'm happy to take a look at the vinyl records.
But not the CDs?
Not CDs.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WGN. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So from years ago, I have a bunch of old Fillmore Family Dog Winterland posters from out in San Francisco. They're all originals: Hendrix, Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Quicksilver, etc. I've got about 100 of them. I'm thinking I might get rid of them. Do you guys suggest anybody who I might be able to contact?
We would be happy to look at all that stuff for you. We can facilitate all of that for you. We can make it to where we're the one stop place for you. And we handle it all to sell that stuff. You know, a lot of the industry or the collectible market for that, a lot of those advertisements for the concerts and stuff are now being authenticated and graded. So we can handle all of that.
Well, so like how Beckett's did my brother's Wayne Gretzky cards, Beckett's or somebody could authenticate these posters, correct?
They do. They do, yes.
That's great to know. That's great to know. So,
yeah, just come on by and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, no problem. I'll do that. So thank you very much.
All right,
absolutely.
Thank you.
16 West Ogden in Westmont. That's just west of Cass. The phone number which someone can follow up with you and play this little game with you specifically, 630-969-9600. They can text in just like they text into our phone line.
Yes, they can call or text that number.
And during business hours, you guys look through it and reply
correct
to people.
Yes.
And people need to take advantage of that. 630-969-9600. Still got about a minute left. 312-981-7200. Anything interesting you've seen in the store besides the Lincoln signature?
The Lincoln autograph is really definitely a highlight for sure. You know, seeing stuff like that, just having that history in your hand is fascinating. But, you know, we had a customer come in, and they had, in my opinion, probably the world's largest NASCAR / IndyCar autograph collection. I think we ended up buying from them a total of around 1,500 different autographs from throughout the years of all the different drivers from NASCAR, IndyCar, and I think there was even some F1 race car drivers in there as well. And it's just neat seeing this stuff come in. The amount of stuff that comes through the door sometimes, it's just mind-boggling.
You love the mind-boggling. Story. You love the story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
815, Chuck Jones anime cell hand-painted reproduction from Chuck Jones Estate. I just read a bunch of words in a row. I don't know what they mean. Do you have any idea, Brian?
I heard hand-painted Chuck Jones, hand-painted cell, uh-huh. Reproduction. So ideally you'd want an actual production cell. Those are going to be worth, would have ideally the most value. In this particular case, this is a reproduction, will have a lower value, but it's definitely nonetheless an interesting item. Bring it on in.
630-969-9600, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, John.